With the floodgate of memories open, Gord Krantz takes out his wallet and proudly shows its expert embroidery. One side displays the town and region logos, while the other has his name and an old-fashioned truck from his oil and gas wholesale days. It's a cherished keepsake crafted by dearly departed Olive, the feisty, no-nonsense, spotlight-shunning wife of Canada's longest-serving mayor, who passed away Tuesday morning, December 31st, after more than a year in long-term care. She was 88. She certainly operated behind the scenes. She never ever wanted notoriety, but she believed in the community, Krantz shared with Milton today, Thursday morning. She did not hold back on her views, regardless of what was happening. And I'd say 99% of the time she was bang on. She was a great barometer on events. An aspiring hairdresser at the time, Olive first caught the would-be Milton mayor's eye when the two were teenagers. Already friends with one of Gord's sisters, she accepted a ride home from one of his baseball games. A courtship soon followed, and they were married in June 1958. She just had this attitude. She was pretty feisty, and I thought this lady's got a lot going for her, said Krantz, noting Olive's deep-rooted commitment to family, including two children, six grandkids and eight great-grandchildren, as well as her devotion to the town through such volunteer efforts as the ladies' auxiliary in support of the hospital. You always knew where you stood with her. She was straight as an arrow. Gord and Olive Krantz, after he became mayor in 1980. Supplied photo. Among the many who count themselves privileged to have known Olive, Charlene Foley, Krantz's longtime assistant, recalls her aversion to politics but fierce love and loyalty to one politician in particular. She was a private woman who would open up when she felt comfortable enough to do so. She was a remarkable woman, the most amazing woman I've ever met, said Foley. While rarely joining her husband at functions, Olive had more of a public connection than many may realize. For decades after entering the political arena, Krantz's listed contact on town directories was his home number, meaning his better half would often be the initial point of assistance on numerous municipal matters. That surprised many people coming from larger communities, to hear Olive on the phone answering their call, quipped longtime counselor and friend Colin Best, who recalled being heckled with the mayor by his mom and Olive at a debate a few years back. Fellow counselor and family friend John Chalinor remembers Olive as a great storyteller and how those in photographs with her were always laughing. You've heard the expression behind every successful man is a strong woman. Well, Olive epitomized that. She was very empathetic and a great listener. And most importantly, she raised two great kids, said Chalinor. A capable businesswoman and quite handy around the house with such things as rewiring, Olive met a who's who of the political elite during her more than four decades as a mayor's wife. Whether it be prime ministers, premiers or mayors, her open and unvarnished demeanor always shone through. It didn't matter your profile, you were all treated equally, said Krantz, noting how Olive became good friends with Mississauga Mayor Hazel McCallion, as well as Walter Gretzky and Johnny Bauer, among others. Other memories shared included Gord and Olive's 50th anniversary trip to Hawaii, where they met an American couple married the same year, day and exact hour, time difference aside. Then there was the always amusing exchanges when area residents offered a good-natured but unwelcome bit of flattery. Said Krantz, they'd ask, "How's Milton's first lady?" She'd respond with, "I've always been first, but never a lady." She had a vocabulary all her own. She was my backbone, business partner and boss. A celebration of life is expected to be held for Olive in early spring.